The bossiest one herself. I'm talking about Little One from LA, Little Woman LA. Stay tuned. This is BHL Conversations.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Conversations.
I think you can't just help your business answer the song. Like, no matter where you are, you have to get out of your seat and just. Hey. Thank you for all of you guys right now tuning in to the BHL Conversations. I have the one and only, the beautiful. They say that she's a little one, but she is bigger than, you know what I'm talking about. The little boss herself, Tonya Renee Banks. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me here.
You look so amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for everything that you're doing right now.
Thank you.
Congrats. And we got this beautiful wine that we're going to talk about later. We're going to touch on that. Tonya, I want to get more into your backstory. I think a lot of people kind of underestimate you. They don't really know how much you've been through, all that you can take in. So let the people know, before you got to doing Little Women LA, you were also doing a lot of other acting too. How was that? Yes.
Oh, it was good. It was, you know, you get gigs here and there. I've been in the entertainment business ever since I was like 19.
Wow.
And I've been in the union since I was like 22.
Okay.
So it was, you know, way back then, I don't want to give away my age, but way back then, they didn't really have a lot of roles. So I worked a lot behind the camera.
Okay.
I did stunt doubling and stand in for children. And then, as well, I did commercials, but, you know, it was a lot of costume work and, but I worked literally almost on every black show that was out there.
Right.
Starting from Webster to Martin to Hughley's to Parenthood to Bernie Mac.
I actually remember watching you in the Martin because I'm a huge fan of Martin. If you guys know me, you guys know I'm like a Martin queen. Like, I have all the seasons on DVD.
Okay.
So I remember seeing you in the Martin episode. Yeah, that was a really good one.
Season two of them?
Okay. I do remember you in one of them in season two, and it was, I think it was when like Tommy was like beat up.
Right. Yeah. That was the first one.
Okay. That's what I do remember.
Okay. The second one was the Christmas episode when CeCe and BB Winans was on there.
Oh, yeah. And then someone was trying to take over
the
TV show, whatever.
The station, and we were dancing. I played Mrs. Johnson with Tony Cox.
Oh, okay.
And we were dancing on there, and it was
such a good time, right?
That was a good time.
Now, when you say a lot of roles wasn't open, do you mean roles for little people or just roles in general?
Roles for little people, especially roles for little women, especially roles for little black women.
Okay, so. All the above. Circle D. All the above. Well, times has changed, so I'm so happy that it has opened up more now. Like, we're kind of more accepted.
Yes.
I mean, unfortunately, we do kind of face our differences every single day. However, it's a different time now. Do you feel like it's easier to get roles or land positions and jobs?
Well, it's still, the struggle is still a little real.
Yeah, okay.
It's still real. Actually, even on primetime TV, I think it's only like two. You got Peter Dinklage on the, Thrones?
Okay, Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have a young lady named Meredith, and she's in a detective movie or something, show. But that's it.
No, no.
It's nothing else.
It's still kind of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So let's talk about more so your past life. Like, I love to have LA natives in the building.
Yes,
from Carson.
Yes.
love it. Yes. I'm actually from the Inland Empire, but it's still close to home to me.
Yes.
Did you know from the beginning, before you were, started getting into acting, that you wanted to pursue an acting career?
Yes. I knew I wanted to be an actress ever since I was about six.
Okay.
And my dad kind of, like, put that in my ear. And, yeah. And ever since then, I was like, okay, I want to be an actress. And my mom, she was like, girl, it's not that many actresses. There's a lot of struggling actresses out there, and you need to learn how to type. so I could have a clerical job.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when I was in high school, the counselors was like, well, what do you want your major to be? I'm like, I'm going to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, well, drama is your major. And I was like, but I need to learn how to type, though.
don't forget, I need to, you know, get
something
paid.
To fall on. Yeah, I need something to fall on just in case, you know. But, yeah, and my drama teacher, she was like, you know what? You really captivate all the classroom. Whenever you do your monologues or anything, you have everybody's attention. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, well, I'm like, well, this is what I like to do.
Right.
And so after that, after I graduated from high school, I went to college to, but I went, when I went to college, I went for a business. Mm-hmm. And, but LPA, which is called Little People of America, so an organization that Billy Barty founded for little people, they called me and they asked me, well, prior, before I graduated, prior they called me and asked me, did I want to be a part of this movie where they were going to have a whole bunch of little people. Mm-hmm. But I was underage at that time. So the following year, they called me back and asked me, did I want to, you know, work in the industry doing stand-in for a little kid? And I was like, sure, yeah.
I'll take it.
It's a foot job anyway.
Foot in the door, right?
Right. So from then, that just went from one thing to another. Then mm-hmm. I did, like, extra work on a commercial, and I met this guy named Joe, and he was like, let me introduce you to my agent. He took me into the agency. Agent was like, oh, yeah, I want you. Her husband took my pictures, did my first portfolio, and it went on. I got booked for a commercial, and then one thing just led to another.
Wow. I love to hear these stories because a lot of people that's out there now chasing their dreams. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have it rough. We don't really know the kind of ins and outs,
right,
how to get into it, or no one ever tells us the struggles that we're going to face too, right, along the way. Right. So to hear your story is so inspiring, inspirational too. What is one piece of advice that you wish someone would have told you that you didn't know before?
Well, you have to learn how to save your money. Because when you first get your first job, then you have to join the union, and that takes a big chunk. And a lot of people, they'll be like, "Oh, I'll pay it on the next." No, you better pay them million dues right then and there, uh-huh, so you can have another job, another gig. But just always have something to fall on, too.
Okay.
So the typing did come in handy.
Hey.
Because I ended up working for the government. I was a secretary for the Navy.
Nice.
I worked for the county. I worked for the collections of child support. And I worked at USC, the college,
everything.
University.
You did everything.
So, you know, in between gigs, a sister had to have a paycheck. So
absolutely,
it was like, you know, bam, this is my skills.
Mm-hmm. Especially if, like, nowadays, I mean, the cost of living is just going up and up. It's not stopping.
Mm-mm.
So you have to have more than one job. Like, it's a norm to have, like, 2 to 3 jobs.
Exactly.
It's a norm.
You have to.
Yeah. So crazy. Now, I want to get fast forward a little bit into now Little Women LA. It's been like 7 seasons. So congratulations,
yes,
on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel like being a part of this show, the whole series itself, was like a big, I want to say, not like a big step, but do you feel like it was needed for your career?
It was definitely needed, not only for my career, but just to educate our viewers and to educate the world.
Right.
I mean, because our show is literally shown all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the positive feedback, when we get negative, we got haters, but it's okay.
Always.
We love you haters. Love you haters.
If you don't have haters, you're not popping.
You're right. You're okay, not doing, so you're doing something wrong.
Yes. If you don't have any at all, so you're good.
So it's all good.
Yes.
I love them all. You know, I'll be like, God bless.
We'll take it.
I'll put a heart there. Yes. But it helped educate the viewers or right, the world. I mean, it even helped educate my own family.
Nice.
Because my sisters, you know, they only know me as Tanya, mm-hmm, as their sister. They knew I was little, but, you know, they didn't.
They didn't put 2 and 2 together. They they just accepted you for who you were.
Right.
So,
you know, and to me, I felt like they were harder on me than on each other, you
okay
know. And so now with the show airing and educating and seeing the struggles that we go through and how things are hard, but yet we still conquer these things the best way we know how. And it's like, you know, the cards that we dealt with, we get the best trump card and we play the game and we play to win. And they see, they're like, oh, you know what? We never thought about that. We never, you know what?
Many people don't. They don't realize it.
Some people will be like, oh, girl, you could drive my car. I'll be like, boo-boo, I need extensions. Yeah. I can't drive your car. Oh, Tanya, I'm so sorry. No, I'll take it like a compliment because you're not looking at me as my size. You're looking at me for who I am.
And that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I got to ask, Tanya, let me know, how real is the show? I mean, they say reality shows, but we all know sometimes they block out some of the backstory. So, I mean, is there certain things on the show that you think that probably get misinterpreted from the viewers, or maybe some of the viewers still don't know about little people's lifestyle?
I think we've touched on a lot of subjects, or a lot of questions that we were asked. But as far as the show, you know, I mean, it's only an hour show.
Right.
Which is literally 44 minutes because of commercials.
Once a week.
And then, right. And then you have six women that you have to get a piece of their lives. So a lot of the stuff is on the editing floor. But the stuff is real. It's not scripted. People always ask me, is it scripted? Girl, no, we wish.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is some real, they can't write this, you know. But, and the special dynamic with Little Women LA, I mean, I'm not hating on other shows because they all, I know all of them, they're all cool. But we, as Little Women LA, we all literally knew each other.
Okay.
Like, for years.
So,
like,
that makes it better.
Yeah. So, okay, we have a lot of connection, a lot of history. We've worked together. We've competed against each other for jobs. Not competed, but
in the same auditions.
Yeah, auditioned for the same positions and stuff. So, we've been in L.A. Like, we know it. Like, and the community, it's a small community. And a lot of us are in the entertainment field.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you, too, if you ladies have bonds or relationships outside of the show.
Yeah.
So the fact that you guys know each other beforehand, I think that's even better, because you guys have a natural bond.
Yeah, because so. Four of us, we were 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, four of us.
Wait a second. Okay.
we went to Joe's Crab Shack, because that's my favorite restaurant, and Elena's, and our birthdays just passed. So we all hung out there and got our crab on. And then we went to Color Me Mine and did some...
Love that place.
Yeah. So we did some artwork and stuff. And we hung out. We have a ball.
That's good.
We try to do a lot of that. And now that a lot of the girls are all mothers, you know, my baby grown, so I ain't going to do
She's like, I'm not doing that anymore.
I'll help, yes. You know. But all of them have like two little ones. So we're not able to hang out as much as we did before everyone was married and had all these kids.
Right. I hear you. Now, speaking of marriage, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told that you have never been married, Tonya.
I've never been married.
Can we see a marriage happen in the near future?
I mean, I hope so.
I mean, well, I guess the better question is there someone in your life right now that you're currently dating that, who knows,
no,
might be popping the question pretty soon?
No.
Everyone wants to know. I've been, like, pressed. Like, ask what she's dating. Okay. Are you dating?
No.
Okay.
Not right now. And it's interesting because this last season, Christy and I, we went and got some plastic surgery done. Mm-hmm. I had got my breast reduction and lift, and I had got a little lipo underneath my belly button around my back. And then we got the vagina rejuvenation.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Girl.
I've been hearing so much about that.
So I have an I haven't sampled it yet, so I don't know, you know, how well it is. But
okay.
I've gotten rave reviews about it. So I told Christy, even on the show, I was like, okay, we're going to make it tight for Mr. Right. So I don't know who that Mr. Right is, but...
Mr. Wright, we are speaking in the universe right yeah, now. Yeah. You hear us, okay? It's ready whenever you're ready.
Right.
That's amazing. I really feel like since you guys do have a bond, you kind of can see it through the screen. There's like a love-hate relationship, especially when it comes to you and Tara. I have to touch on it really briefly. Do you guys really have like a love-hate thing, or is it all love at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's all love. I don't know. I mean, I'm just the type of person where when I have certain, you know, morals and integrity and different things, and a lot of times what people fail to realize, or even on the show, even other cast members, they're like, Tanya, you don't speak up, you don't say what you feel to Tara. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a grown ass woman, and I'm gonna tell what I feel, because if I, you know, felt some form of intimidation uh-huh. or anything like that, you know, I would have agreed and, you know, partnered up with the Black Girl Moscato. But yeah. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I'm going to do my own. Mm-hmm. And this is it. You know, I was already in the process of doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, people are like, well, it's a competition. No, it's not a competition.
It's not a competition at the day, because we're all want to do the same thing.
Yeah,
we all
have the same ideas. Room for everybody.
Everybody, yes. I always say everyone can eat. There's yeah. enough food for everyone. We all can eat. So
eat, drink, and everything else.
Now, if she didn't have her launch party be labeled, or her wine be labeled Black Girl Moscato, would you have been willing to like join her with the party and combine with her on the project?
If it wasn't Black Girl Moscato, yes, I would have. Hmm. I mean, I would have had my wine, and she would have had hers. I would have done that. Now, my first launch, no, I wanted it by myself, because I don't want people to think, oh, she needs Tara on her team for her to be prosperous. No, I got God on my side. I'm going to be prosperous. I was prosperous before Little Women LA. I'll be prosperous after Little Women LA.
Yes, so, indeed. Amen. No, seriously. Seriously.
So, you know, it's like, I don't, you know, I mean, teamwork makes the dream work. I understand that. That's why I feel Little Women LA has prospered so well. Right. You know, it's been one of the hot shows on Lifetime. But, you know, individuality. We have our own thing. So, and this was mine, along with my Little Boss Body Activewear. Uh-huh. So.
And also, you should never feel bad for celebrating you.
No.
I mean, we all have a celebrate at some time.
Exactly.
So, and if they can't understand that, then they can understand that at that moment. But they will eventually.
Right.
So, speaking of Little Boss, where does Little Boss come from?
Well, it was interesting because, like, when my daughter was in school, mm-hmm. Elementary, junior high, whatever, and if she would call me or have any problems, I would be there, Johnny on the spot, regulating, fixing. And my friends saw that, and they were like, oh, there go Tanya. She about to go work it out. They go, Little Boss. And I guess the way I would walk, and they was like, the way you walk, you look like you're about to kick somebody behind. And so then they just start calling me Little Boss. And so Tara and I, when, you know, I was like, girl, you know that people call me Little Boss. And then I had a birthday party, and she came to the birthday party, and everybody was like, Little Boss, Little Boss. So she was like, oh. So when the show came together, you know, they was like, okay, that's Little Boss. Because at that time, I was always giving my opinion whether you wanted it or not.
Forceful.
Yeah, and Tara was like, there she go, giving mm-hmm. her opinion.
Put her input and everything.
I'm going to put input. I was like, it's like, because I don't know, since I was older than them, it's like, I knew what was going to happen before it happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, no, y'all don't need to do this.
Yeah.
And then I've been in the business forever.
Yeah, so you have more wisdom than we do.
Exactly. So, you know, so I was like, trying to live up to my name.
Yeah, and then not only that, but look how big it's expanded. So yes. Now you have your own activewear.
Yes.
That's amazing. Body. Now, did you design all of the products yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you wearing anything, Little Boss?
No, I didn't bring it to the... I was going to wear it, but I was going to go to another event afterwards. So I was trying to dress appropriate for both events.
Well, we like this look a lot, though. We
thank
like this look.
You.
She's
breaking
this dress.
Yes. Yeah, and it's hot, too.
Girl. Oh, it's hot today. Ooh, it's so Jesus. Hot today. Okay, so can we expect a season 8 of Little Women, LA?
I really hope so. I mean, there's talk. The word hasn't been officially, put out there yet. Mm-hmm. But I think if we don't have a season 8, the fans will
react.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of it. We're gonna have one. I'm just putting it out there. Can't wait for season 8, Little Women LA. I don't have a date for you just yet, but when I get the date, I'll let you know.
Right. Look, when I get the date, I'll let y'all know.
So congratulations again on your wine, Tanya Renee's Red Blend.
Yeah, Tanya Renee.
Oh, La Tanya.
La Tanya.
La Tanya. Is your real name La Tanya?
No, let me give you the backstory to that. Okay, my name is Tanya Renee Banks.
Right.
My grandmother used to always call me La Tanya. And I was like, grandmother would call him Big Mama. So I was like, Big Mama, my name is Tanya Renee. And she was like, well, I told your mama she should have named you La Tanya Renee, so I'm going to call you La Tanya Renee.
Aww.
And so she passed away at 96, but she had dementia and Alzheimer's. But despite what she didn't remember, she remembered La Tanya. So whenever I would go visit her or comb her hair, she was like, La Tanya. LaTanya. And I was like, this lady gonna call me LaTanya to the day she died. So in honor of her, that's what made
that's
me
so
put the
beautiful.
LaTanya.
So beautiful. Now, does your wine only come in a red blend?
Right now.
Okay. I'm a wine drinker. I like some wine. So
this is really good because when I started off drinking, I didn't start drinking wine till like 2011.
Okay.
And I drank like real sweet wines.
Like the Moscato. Riesling, too, is a good one.
So, but then a lot of my friends don't like to drink the sweet wines. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I need to come up with something that brings it in the middle.
Okay.
And like when I would go to restaurants, they were like, well, we have this or we have this and it's not. And I would taste, I was like, ooh.
No,
I
mean, like, oh, it's like too bitter, oh, right?
Like, yeah,
too bitter, too pungent, too dry.
Yeah. They're tasting like leather. I don't know. It was just a lot going on. And I was like, I can't do it. And so I got hooked up with Longevity Winery up in Livermore, California.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, I don't want it really sweet, but I need a tad sweet in there. And I was like, but I don't want it dry. I don't want that aftertaste. And so he came up with this blend. And it's a high alcohol. It's a 16.8
I was looking at that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
So only one glass would do, maybe.
Yes,
you know,
girl,
especially
girl.
When I'm like half a glass.
One third of a glass.
So which grapes are in here?
Okay, the grapes is from Merlot. It has 48% Merlot.
All right.
It has 29% Syrah, and it has 23% of Zinfandel.
And those are all my favorites, too.
Okay.
Especially Syrah. I love it.
So, and the way he blended it and with the alcohol is superb.
Oh, my goodness. And we're trying this, right?
Yes,
we're taking some of this, right?
I'm going to open it up and let you. But, you know, we got to let it breathe first.
Yes.
Let me open it now. Let it breathe. And then we'll let you take a little sip.
Okay.
Do you have to do an interview after this?
No. I'm
okay,
good to go.
Okay.
I would never put myself in jeopardy. You got it? Do you need help?
I think I got it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So this is amazing. You have your Little Boss
body activewear and
activewear and then your wine. So what's next, Tanya?
Girl, I don't, I want to go and get my, I want to get certified to be a personal trainer.
Oh, that would be amazing.
So, and then work out and then wind down.
Hey, work out and then wind down.
That's on my bucket list or goal that I want to accomplish, and that's to be a personal trainer.
And you have a lot of time. You have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So, no need to rush. Like, pace it out.
Right.
You have it. down right. pat. So that's exciting. Uh-oh, it's popping. It's popping. Uptown Funk. Now, would you suggest chilling this one?
No, not red.
Okay.
No.
I mean, most reds are not chill, but yeah. some sweet reds.
But people actually not, chill. This is not really sweet.
It's more so gives like a sweetness flavor, but it's not sweet.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
There you go. So we're gonna let that sit for a few minutes, let it breathe, and then we'll push some and
All right. It's all good. Well, this has been so exciting. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
There's one question I'd like to ask everyone before I end it off. We're halfway through the year. Like 2018 has been came by so fast. August is going to be here next week.
Yes.
So crazy.
Yes.
What is one word that you would like to finish off the rest of your year if you had it your way? So choose one word to describe the rest of your 2018.
Happiness. I just want to be happy.
If I'm
happy and laughing, because laughing is so good for the soul.
It really is.
It's just so rejuvenating. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be happy. So, and you know, if that Mr. Wright can come and keep a sister laughing.
You heard her.
That'd be good. But I just want to be happy. Happy and healthy.
Happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. Even though that's two words, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, let me take back healthy. I got to be healthy.
Healthy.
Girl.
And then even when you're healthy, you're happy.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
They tie into each other.
Exactly.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's interesting because, like, you know, when I was younger, our seniors, they were like, girl, you ain't got no problems. Just long as you healthy, you all right. And I was like, no, I need more money. I need this. I need that. She's like, no, be happy with your health. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like,
now you see what they're talking about.
I get it. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm probably going to be saying the same thing in the next like few years. I'm always like, no, it's not okay. No. Oh, you're young. You got time. No, I don't have time. Time is ticking. Like. But we don't really realize what we have right in front of us until it's already passed us up, or I mean, you know, it's too late. So
yes.
Well, Tanya, congratulations on everything. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to plug into the viewers before we exit?
Well, just sign up to my subscribe to my website, which is www.TanyaReneeBanks, spelled with TONYA. Renee, RENEE, Banks, BANKS.com. Subscribe, and that way you will get notifications of where I'll be, where I'll have my wine tastings, you know, and
exclusives, maybe like activewear.
Activewear, yes. That way, even when you go to my website, you can order my activewear line, you can order the wine, and, you know, just see what I'm up to.
Yeah. And not only that should you follow her, but follow me too on Twitter, all social media platforms at I'm Jazzy. That's IMJAZZIEE. And we're soon hopefully have a date for you for season 8, because I'm putting in the universe, speaking to existence.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to BHL Conversations.
You could taste the wine now. Give me your feedback.
Definitely gonna give me a feedback on this.
Now you gotta sip it first.
Do I sip it slow?
Yes.
Okay.
Really smell it.
Oh, it smells really good. No, it really smells really good. I like it. I would pair it with some steak.
Yes.
A ribeye steak.
Girl, I like filet mignon. And some salmon. It works very well with salmon.
Really good salmon. Or baked salmon, too.
Baked salmon. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is so good.
Thank you.
That's your bottle. Oh, yay. Hey, no.
Look, I can't drive with open bottle.
Thank you. One more time. I'm sorry. You can find Tonya Renee, a wine on your website, right? www.TonyaReneeBanks.com.
And it has its own Instagram. LaTanya Renee.
LaTanya.
LaTanya Renee.
I'm saying once. Can they find this story at all?
Not
yet.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
I am working on that.
All right. Total Wine. You heard us hear it first. Okay.
Yeah. And BevMo.
Thank you for tuning in to the BHL Conversations with Tonya Renee Banks. Thank you.
Thank you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.